friend in need is a friend indeed. Here's to Tony Bags. This is The Perfect Pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about craft beer drinkers. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
We're going to be hanging out with you for a little while here. Drinking beers. Talking about the beers we drink.
Yeah.
Talking about the beers we're looking out for.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about some beer news. And, you know, if you don't like that, then I don't know, man. Go, go kick rocks.
Yeah. Find a food podcast.
Find a fancy, boring poop food podcast. That's all serious.
Go listen to a beer podcast that rates their beers.
Yeah. That's like talks that has like more than three adjectives for a beer.
No, there is no more.
Oh, that, three is the limit. Right.
It's hoppy.
If you want more,
it's hoppy, dank, or citrusy.
That's it. That's all you get. Those are the only descriptors for beer.
If a beer doesn't fit those three, we're not drinking it. That's the problem.
Yep. Like, is it citrusy? Not really. Is it hoppy? I don't know. Is it dank?
Not really.
Throw it out.
Throw it out.
It's not a beer. That's not a beer.
How many do we have to have before we drink it?
I love gold. All right,
let's get going here. This one's definitely at least hoppy. It's probably citrusy. Probably dank too. Huh? Might not be dank. This is a beer donated by Wazoo Corvette. Sink or Swim. What? Hazy IPA from Green Cheek Brewing. Hi, we're Green Cheek Beer Company, just a small independent brewery that is owned and operated by two friends who really love beer and the community it creates. We do too.
That's what Green Cheek sounds like.
Drinks while smiling. That's what they sound like. They're close to Disneyland, so they got that kind of
happy. Like happy,
very happy, happy vibe. Thank you, Wazoo. That's got a good aroma.
Ooh. Oh.
Oh, that's a good one. Uh-oh.
That was a thunker.
I'm not sure it opened, but I'll give it that.
I love gold.
Yeah, I don't know. There was no pop or crack.
It straight out of the can.
Out of the can.
Oh my gosh.
It's hazy. That's why I cannot see the haze.
You don't want to look at it. Wow. We'll talk about Nick's in a second, but during the tailgating session, I had another Wazoo Corvette beer from Parliament Brewing Company. It's Drink Fresh Beer. That's the name of the beer. Drink Fresh Beer.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe it's 7 and Citra. I don't know, man. Yeah.
Turn the can over.
I guess you got to read the can all the way.
Yeah, you got to pull the tape off that you said they covered Wazoo's name with.
7 and Citra. That was pretty good. Parliament's in Roanoke Park, Sacramento area. That was pretty good. I drank all of it. Just so you know, I'm cool. I drink it all.
I'm trying to check the date on mine right now.
What do you
have
there? Okay.
It says Brolosophy on the bottom.
Brolosophy.
So if the Perfect Pour ever goes bankrupt, that's the next name of our new podcast.
Brolosophy, bro. Come on, bro.
Bro, do you even know?
Come on, bro.
This is a hazy triple from Flatland Brewing.
Triple.
Brocidon.
Oh, Brocidon.
Broside.
What's up, Broside?
Did you hear that sound?
That's my skull.
My skull.
Wow, triple.
Yeah, we're getting started right now.
What did you have during the tailgate?
My a hops from Dust Bowl Brewing Company.
All right. Our friends at Dust Bowl.
Refreshing IPA.
Refreshing. All right, well, that's...
Refreshes.
We're all settled in. We know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're ready to start the show. Wow, we had an extra amount of days in between episodes. It may not look like it from our releasing of the normal, but it was a little bit extra days. And one of those things that happened is our good friend, like, if you're not on social media, this may not be news to you at all if you're on social media at all. But if you're not, if you're a listener that's not and a regular listener, our good friend, Tony Bags, friend of the show and friend of many California craft beer drinkers. We had a little emergency with Tony Bags. He had to go to the emergency room and intensive care unit, and due to a blood infection, and kind of shut down there for a couple of days, and really gave everyone a huge scare. Weren't really sure what's going on, but now Tony is out of that, and he's still in the hospital at the moment of where I'm recording this right now. But he's up and alert and making jokes on his first message back from the few days of being out you should see the other guy. So
classic.
Tony's got a sense of humor still, so we're happy to hear that, and hopefully Tony continues to get better and everything gets okay. But that's kind of where we're at right now with Tony Bags, and there is a GoFundMe to help. You know, those listeners that are in outside of the United States may not understand this, but when people don't have incredible insurance and have unexpected medical bills, you have to start a GoFundMe page so that you can help the person out. So there is a GoFundMe page for Tony Bags' bills, and just we don't know how long he's going to be out of work. So hopefully I've got it there. There's a link to it in the show notes. It is on our Twitter right now, at the very least, Perfect Port Pod on Twitter. If you don't see it in the show notes, but hopefully I've got it in there. So if you want to take part in that, and we already have as a show, we have donated what we could on from the Golden God money. So We're thinking about Tony Bags, obviously, and hopefully we'll eventually hear from Tony himself on the show, and he can tell us all about it. But there you go. There's the big culture. Just had to start it off with the Tony Bags news, and hopefully everything is going to be cool with Tony.
Yeah, hopefully he's coming back around. Getting back on his feet, as they say. Mm-hmm.
So, what you got for us, Nicholas?
Outside the Tony Bags?
Outside the Tony Bags. There's nothing outside the Tony Bags.
Not in our world, anyway. There are many fundraisers happening for him. There, I finally found the label.
There does not exist is going to do a beer for him.
Yeah, so there does not exist is going to do a beer for him. which is who his current employer is, I believe. Mm-hmm. The title of it is Here's One for AB. And it's got him smoking a cigar. So I see the label, but no word on when this comes out. It might be this weekend. Oh, Friday, 7/29. Yes.
Oh, so today.
No word on shipping options, but you can get it in Slow County.
Okay.
If you happen to be out there, you can get this exclusive beer with
the 805.
805 County, bro. One of his favorite places, Jameson. McCarthy's in Slow. They're having something for him. There's a huge amount of support. Like, I'm blown away.
Everybody, you kind of realize, like, how many people Tony Bags knows. It's just like, he has...
Wait, you know who he is?
You're like, hey, he's from the Perfect Pour. And then people are like, what? What are you talking about?
That's right.
Like, Tony Bags knows a lot of people, and like, pretty much all up and down, at least California coast, probably Portland too. It's like, everybody knows Tony Bags.
Was he part of the Lost episode?
No.
Was that, maybe. I was Bells and Fontana
Jim. Well, it was Bells and Fontana Jim, but it almost seems like there was another person too, but I don't think it was. It might have been Dave Renteria, but yeah. I'm not sure. But yeah, Tony Bags has been on several. The last one he was on was Rush Day,
Rush
2021
Day.
Rush Day with the Chew Your Beer.
Chew Your Beer.
Of course, he had the famous one where there was with
Tyler.
With Tyler. That was one of our most interesting episodes we've ever had. Because Tyler and Tony Bags had a sort of an independent beer kind of fight, like a legitimate, like very actual, not physical fight, but like they actually were upset with each other, and not in a like fun way, like they were actually upset at each other, and it was awesome as a podcaster. It was awesome, but you know, you don't want to see it otherwise,
right?
It was like that. You, the kind of like where you're like trying to separate them, but not trying to separate them. Like, hey guys, don't fight. Keep fighting.
Yeah, go do that more.
But yeah, so just to jog your memory in case you're like, oh, what, Tony Bags? So, and he's he's always just like a super generous guy and super just fun, nice guy, and. You know, that's why he has such a community behind him. Is you know, everywhere he goes, it's just everyone's just like, let's hang out with Tony Bags. So, full speedy recovery for Tony Bags, so he can get back at it.
Yep, get to getting. Put on a new pair of Vans and get to stepping.
That seemed to be uncomfortable to be a beer rep and wearing Vans all day. I don't know. Unless you're wearing those running shoe Vans that you said what? Exist.
I may or may not have a few pair of those.
Oh. So look for the Tony Bag. Look for the mini tributes to Tony Bags.
Mm-hmm. This weekend. And
pick your favorite one to contribute.
Well, in more sad news.
Hey, let's pile on with the bad local news.
Yeah, a brewery. I don't know. For some reason or another, we don't mention them often on the podcast, but they are local. Riley's Brewing suffered a significant setback this weekend with their brewing facility catching on fire, completely burning down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Riley's Brewing out of Madera.
Yeah. I mean,
we've had Mike on, Mike Samaye, who's now now has Incinerati Brewing in Clovis. He was, while he was a brewer at Riley's, which I don't know, he might have still been doing some work for them, but we've had him, Mike, on, so the whole brewing facility burned to the, is done. There's nothing there.
It's done, yeah. No, and it wasn't just the brew facility, but it was also the storage, the cold box storage, so they lost all their... Gosh. Product too. Definitely a bad time for them. But I don't know how to say it really. They never have made waves, which is, I think, is why we never really talk about them. They make good beer, but nothing.
Right.
Nothing's outside the box, really.
Outside of their, which their hard root beer was like a huge hit. But, they're in the mix. They're always there. And it's just, they're just doing their thing. And for some reason, we just don't, talk about them as much.
Yeah, I think we've spent way more time complaining about 559 Brewing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Back in the day.
Yeah, than actually talking about Riley's, who's probably doing better things for the Valley than most.
Right. And they have that tap room in Clovis.
Yeah, that's probably the other reason why we don't talk about them. They went to Clovis instead of Fresno.
Yeah, and they never have opened up a place in Madera where they actually make their beer. Well, hopefully they're fully insured and get a check from that and are able to start building it back. But for a while, we're not going to be seeing any new Riley's brewing beers.
Yeah, I wonder if you go through something like that, it seems like your best option would do find a contract brewer, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
To kind of get you through this.
Just find a contract brewer right now.
And get your staples back on the shelves and kegs in the restaurants.
Well, hopefully, we'll just keep an eye on it and hopefully it works out. Hopefully his, I know he has, Riley sort of has a day job and as far as money goes and then the night job with the brewing and
in the restaurant.
Hopefully the day job can still continue while they sort of reimagine what they're doing with the beer side.
Yeah, that would suck if the brewery side took out the entire business.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure yet.
But no, I think a steel production is okay. Those are in different warehouses.
Yeah. Wow. Do you have like a third depressing thing that you can add in there, Nick?
Yeah, I'm out of beer.
That is depressing. You already finished that triple?
Yeah. Killed it.
Wow. Wow.
No, I'm not out of beer. I still have plenty.
It was way more interesting when you're out of beer, but okay.
I know. That. Nobody wants to know when you have beer. We don't care. Well, what are you, rich? We get it. Oh, okay. Here. I'll depress you with this one.
Oh, good.
Craft beer is over.
It's over. Oh, here come the
breweries surrender to
the series of articles talking about how craft beer is over. We're in this down cycle of craft beer where all the articles come out saying it's over.
It's over.
It's like we knew
the recession. Over. The recession is high. Oh yeah, there are some breweries closing because. No, I don't want to review these right now. No, I want stupid thing. Yeah, lots of places closing still. Sierra Nevada said it's over. There's nothing left to do but just keep doing IPAs. Don't try and do anything else.
Or they're not doing any innovative stout technology right now.
Where's the IST, innovative stout technology?
Oh, there's a new IST's. Name for a beer. You're welcome, Sierra Nevada.
You're welcome. That's fine. You could do whatever you want. Just don't stop the IPA train because that's how you go broke.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you dare.
Yeah. So like for every new beer you have, make sure you have like 3 IPAs to keep.
Yeah.
Maybe 4 IPAs to keep your business, your doors open.
It's true.
They also mentioned Lagunitas in this article, but I'm sure you don't care about that.
Ooh, who? I remember. Sounds familiar.
Paste Magazine.
Sounds familiar. Lagunito.
Lagoninos.
Lagunitas.
Lagonios. A Japanese brewery is trying to simulate making beer on the moon.
Okay.
Because you're going to want a beer when you get to the moon.
Oh, yeah.
New personal beer garden location on the moon.
Are they working with NASA so they could get, when we get that moon colonized, we can get a brewery up there? Like, the first thing we got to do is get a brewery
going. Moon brewing?
They're like, we're looking for volunteers to be astronauts. On the moon. You're going to have to stay on the moon for at least a year.
Oh, well, you're going to open a brewery up then up there, right?
What?
Well, if I'm going to stay somewhere for a year, you better have a brewery. At least a good craft beer bar.
Right. We need like at least 7 IPAs.
We have a lot of IPAs on tap. I'm going to be on the moon for that long time.
Moon dust IPA.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first beer on the moon? What punny name are they gonna? the
weightless. Some well, a gravity. You know, gravity.
The Buzz Aldrin, right?
Yeah. There's gravity is the big thing in brewing beer. So I'm told. So the home brewers say.
Okay.
Go check gravity yeah. Bro.
I'm like, I'm checking it. It's working. I just dropped my pencil and it went right to the floor. Gravity check.
That sounds familiar.
Gravity check. There it is. Gravity check. It's first beer.
Is that New Glory? Kern River.
How do you pour a beer?
Kern River is ready for the moon.
How do you pour a beer on the moon? How do you make the perfect pour on the moon? Do you still?
I feel like there's a dad joke in there.
Do you still need to tilt the glass for the first 2/3 of the pour, and then create a head for the last third of the pour? Is that still how it's done up there?
On the moon, beer pours you.
On the moon, nobody can hear you scream.
Wow.
Oh,
I'm never going to the moon. Thanks for that.
I like when I scream, I want people to know I'm screaming. I hope somebody opens up a brewery on the moon so then I can look at it from where I'm in my backyard, get my telescope out. And like see what's going on and they gotta have an open air like beer garden, right?
Yeah.
So I can get my telescope on it, right on it. And I can see what's going, like what kind of action's going on in the beer garden.
Nice.
On the moon.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm like, oh man, it looks pretty good. Oh, what? Looks like there's some girls there. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh. That guy didn't tip.
Oh, guy's a bad tipper. Must be from Oregon.
Well, there's a story.
No, I don't. No, no. No comment.
No comment. Gravity check.
Gravity check. The first beer that's going to be brewed on the moon or in simulation mode in Japan. Like, what are they going to do to simulate it? Are they going to have, do they have a no gravity space? That's, I mean, that sounds like a BrewDog stunt to me. We're going to brew beer, no gravity.
No gravity.
And we're going to get a net to get all the moisture from the moon and use that moisture as the water for the beer. BrewDogs.
BrewDog. Moon water. We use moon water.
Would they be able to do the top five brewers on the moon like they did on that old BrewDog show? These are the five places you got to visit when you go to the moon.
Isn't the moon made of cheese?
That's true. Well, that's a good pairing with beer.
There you go.
You just take a shovel and you shovel up some cheese. Some moon cheese.
Yeah.
And there you go. Moon get cheese. A badass security board.
Yeah. What's kind of, what's the meat of choice on the moon?
Oh, yeah.
Moon's over my hammy.
Yeah. Yeah. Ham's big.
Ham's big on the moon.
Ribeye's big for some reason.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why that makes sense.
That could be said on Earth though too, like ribeyes.
A ribeye charcuterie board.
Yeah, just all ribeye, different ribeye.
You're making me rethink my summer.
Like, yeah, my next barbecue, I'm like, check out my charcuterie board. Here you go. I pull it out. It's just different cuts of ribeye. Like, wait, what different. Is this?
With a ribeye.
Uh huh. This isn't a charcuterie board. This is just a bunch of ribeye on a chopping block. Like, yeah, it's my charcuterie board.
Damn straight it is.
You're like, know what? I'm in. This is a charcuterie board.
Never mind. I'm done arguing. Just give me some of that.
You're like, oh, you don't want it then? No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying usually there's cheeses and different other meats and things.
Yeah.
Come on. Well, I could take it away. Like, I'd be all about a all tri-tip charcuterie board.
Oh, all right. I think we got good 4 or 5 weeks left of summer. I think we got some homework to do.
All right. In the meat market here, I saw them. They're making
the ultimate charcuterie board.
They're making tri-tip burgers. I was like, what?
Damn.
How'd you do that? Because they look like burgers.
Is it a blend or is it all ground tri-tip?
Maybe it is a blend. Because I was, because it still looked like burger patties. I was like, how'd you get tri-tip to make like a burger? How you do that?
How you do this?
So maybe they did blend it. I don't know. Put in the grinder.
We take their lamb, ground lamb, and turn it into burger patty.
Whoa.
Pro tip. Lamb burgers, bro.
Lamb burgers. No, no gracias.
Mm-hmm. Meats.
Meat talk.
The ultimate charcuterie board.
What else? What are we doing? What are we doing, Nick?
Trying to get this back on track. I want the ribeye. I don't know. I don't know if the Radarpalooza fellas and ladies talked about this. The McMenamins in Oregon,
yeah,
you know, the famous
hotel.
We turned old scary places into hotels.
Old schools into hotels / breweries.
So there are secret rooms to drink in these places, and they managed to find one. This is the old St. Francis McMenamins.
I think I've been in that one. Is that a school? Is that an old school one?
Is that the one that's a school? I've been to that one too, if it is a school.
Okay. I don't know. I just know I've been to the one that was an old school.
Yeah, that's the one I've been to as well. And there's like detention is one bar and honor roll is another bar.
Yep. And there's like an old there's a movie theater in there that was like the old auditorium or something. I don't know what it was, but
yeah, the old cafeteria.
Yeah.
Is the cafeteria. Yeah. But yeah, there's places to drink, very creative places to drink in Oregon. And the McMenamins is famous for that. So if it wasn't cool enough to be drinking in an old schoolhouse, there's now secret places within the building.
I saw that. They had they're finding little rooms, the little Radarpalooza. And I also saw they were putting, they're being bad little boys and girls, putting stickers everywhere, Radarpalooza stickers all over the place. So if you're in Oregon, Bend or Portland, you run into some Radarpalooza stickers, just look out for them.
You know who was there.
You keep ramping it up, those Radarpalooza. But yeah, look into that McMenamins if you're gonna be in Portland. There's a hotel. There's a hotel that we're advised to stay in, and it was all booked. I tried to get room there, and it was all booked.
The schoolhouse is walking distance to Great Notion.
Aha!
Pro tip. If you're into that sort of thing.
Anything else, Nicholas?
Not unless you want to know about my current eBay searches.
I think we kind of do want to know that. What are you looking for right now? Because maybe we could help you out.
I have a Volkswagen. I have many Volkswagens. The Volkswagen in particular, I'm looking for a clock for my dashboard. And so right now I'm currently searching a 1970s video clock out of a Jaguar. And I think it'll fit nicely in the Volkswagen.
But that's not original though.
No, well, not original, but VDO is the company that made the instruments for Volkswagen as well.
Oh.
So although this is from a Jag, I think it will complement remaining like gauges in my car.
But won't somebody at like a Volkswagen show like look at that and just kind of like, come on, dude. That's not Volkswagen, bro.
I think they'll say plus one for creativity. I'm keeping it in the family.
In the fam.
But I thought outside the box just a tiny bit.
Okay. Anything else, Nick?
Well, now I'm searching for beer things on eBay. Oh, you're going to like this one.
All right.
Okay. Beer searches on eBay. One of my favorite things to search is Fresno Brewing Company because that's
original
local brewery. Talk, original.
Way back in that, like,
Yeah, pre-prohibition.
Pre-prohibition days.
Okay.
I have a picture in my actual main house. In the house.
main house.
Yeah.
Of various pictures of the old Fresno Brewing Company.
All right. So if you search Fresno Brewing Company.
Yeah.
The first one that comes up is a Barrel House Brewing Company sticker for $4. The second listing. One.
Bad SEO there.
The second listing on eBay is a Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company. 16-ounce aluminum cup.
Oh, wait. I have those. How much can I make off those?
I don't know how much you can make, but this one is listed for $8.99.
Wow.
For one cup.
That's a free cup. You can get it at the brewery.
You can just get it at the brewery.
Somebody's put it up there for $8.99. Nice.
$8.99 and then $5 to ship it.
Wow. $14 cup that you get for free with a beer.
For free.
The brewery.
Yes. There is still a sticker for Night Monster Brewing. What? I've never heard or seen in this company, but like, they have stickers on eBay.
Okay.
Full Circle Brewing Skeleton Swag Bag and sunglasses, $22.
Man, it does sound like a really bad place for a brewing company. According to our eBay results,
You could get a set of four Butterfield Brewing Company coasters for $4.99.
Butterfield is a precursor to Tioga Sequoia. Is a prequel to Tioga.
Prequel. Oh, there you go. Before Vader was Anakin. Mm-hmm.
When he was Anakin.
Yeah, so there's some Butterfield stuff.
Not any Fresno Brewing Company things, though.
There's one Fresno Brewing Company.
A whole bunch of not Fresno Brewing
Company. It's a metal sign.
Oh? Reproduction?
Yeah, it's a metal sign. I actually have this in my collection.
Oh.
So it's maybe a 5x7 metal plaque.
Yeah.
Talks about Bravo, which is their table beer.
Hmm. Is this so
Fresno Brewing Company Bravo?
Is this a reproduction or is it an actual?
No, this
item?
This is the real original.
Deal? You have the real deal?
Yeah, I have one. Yeah.
How much you want for it?
Oh, we could talk later.
All right.
This guy would like to have $499 for
his. Oh, shit. Well, Golden Gods.
Mikey's going to need some money.
Need some money. $500 so I can pay Nick for that sign.
Mm-hmm.
$499 and one penny.
And one penny. Plus $9.10 expedited shipping.
Oh, geez. Well, I don't have to have it shipped. I can just go over there.
Oh, no, I'm shipping this to you.
Oh, no, I'm shipping it.
Don't you dare come over here.
You come over here. Hey, we're beer from my side. Oh, I shipped that. You son of a bitch.
Send it to the PO box.
You pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Rare. Okay, I get it's rare.
Mm-hmm. Never going to be made again.
But for nobody loves Fresno 499 times. I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, some guy named M. Toppour just placed a bid.
Like, who is that? Not me. Yeah. There's a lot of Toppour guys.
M. Toppour 69.
He's 69. That's funny. Funny guy. Not me, though.
That's funny. I wonder who that could be. I don't know.
You get it? 69. It's a funny number.
It's fun.
Not everybody knows that.
Okay. 420, oh, Butterfield's matchbook for $4.98.
Ah, man.
209 area code, is that?
Uh-oh. The old school area code.
Yeah. Now do you want it?
We used to be 209. And we got too big for it.
Too big for your britches. Damn, I don't have to buy that.
All right, well,
yeah, there's your
let Nick find some cool Fresno Brink swag. And while he does that, you can look in the store for pumpkin beers as they
Are you serious?
They have begun. It has begun.
Are we there yet?
It has begun.
Wow, and so there's no more holidays.
No,
between now and October, so they're just like release the pumpkin
one. Beers. You got to be the first one. Beer as beer.
Great. Sure, so they're going to be old by the time I want to drink one.
Yep. You're telling me. I believe we pointed out in the show. I'm sure probably Matt has, but like you and but beer aficionado was talking about it as well. This season is the you know everyone thinks like not thinking about the reason why. Pumpkin beers just keep coming out earlier and earlier every year. Like, because.
Yeah. Right. Where do you even get pumpkins this time of year?
That's true. If you're actually using pumpkins, that, you know, you have to be the first one in to make the most sales as if you're a distributor / brewery to a grocery store, because. Mm. The first one in gets in there, and then if you try to sell a store your pumpkin beers in like late September, they're like, "I've already got too much pumpkin beer, man. I'm not even going to sell this stuff. I can't buy a pumpkin beer." And if you're a normal brewer, you're like, "Well, we shouldn't be getting pumpkin beers until October 1st." But so that's why breweries keep one upping each other every year if you're the first one in, then the beer buyer in that store is gonna be like, "All right, I'll buy your stack of pumpkin beers." But after a few weeks, they're just gonna be like, I'm not buying any more pumpkin beer. I got enough fucking pumpkin beer.
Your stack of pumpkin beer.
Yeah. So that's what happened. So like I guess eventually so now it's late July, early August is when pumpkin beers come out. So in a few years, check back, because I guess it'll be June. It'll be 4th of July will be pumpkin beer season.
Yeah, pumpkin beers. July, the new pumpkin beer season.
The new pumpkin beer season is July, so be careful. And yeah, and don't, maybe it's too late now, I guess, but like, maybe just not make so many pumpkin beers, everyone. Maybe we just kind of chill out on making pumpkin beers because it's not 2015.
What?
I don't think anyone's really clamoring for pumpkin beers anymore.
So Sierra Nevada's right. Only IPAs.
Yeah.
So that's it.
That's it. You don't really need to worry about other styles anymore.
Yeah. Whatever you make, just make sure it's an IPA.
Yeah.
Like that's make anything you want.
Right. Yeah. Anything you want, IPA. That, you know.
It's what was it, Henry Ford? You could have any color you want as long as it's black.
Yep. There you go. So you can have any beer you want as long as it's IPA.
IPA.
So, yeah, in case you're wondering, that is why pumpkin beers just keep one-upping themselves every year.
Oh, man. So like we're just not going to see Belgian triples at all anymore. Like they're done.
Yeah, I'll be glad.
All we're getting is pumpkin beers in July. It's like the Hallmark Channel. It's Christmas in July, like pumpkin beers now.
Yep. Get all them Christmas movies in there starting now.
Yeah. That's all we're doing from here on out. Get back to IPA season.
Yeah. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? Still unchallenged for the amount of voicemails that happen on this show. Unchallenged in the podcasting world is the perfect bore. We have the best voicemailers in the podcasting game. And
yeah.
We have two ways.
We are number one.
We are the kings. Two ways you can get on the show. You can record something yourself and email that recording to perfectborepodcast@gmail.com. You can just email us and we'll read that email, or you can use our traditional voicemail line. It is open 24/7 and you can leave a 3-minute or less voicemail there. And we're going to start off with the traditional voicemails and with this one.
Cool voicemail. Perfect for this is Psycho Bear. Chiming in. Got a request one of the perfect poor stalwarts. And we'll get to that in a moment. But what about what I drank yesterday?
Yeah, what about that?
That was from a little brewery known as Fieldwork. Started with
their
smash pit, the tart cherry sour. It was pretty good. Strong, 9%. Whoa. But clean. Not that juicy, fruity, creamy, slushy stuff. It was good. Then went for a double dry hop St. Thomas IPA, New England style. That was good. There you go, Fieldwork, stepping it up a little. I know some of your listeners are interested in Fieldwork. It's pretty good. If you come all the way out to the Bay, I guess it is a must go, but look me up. I can definitely hook you up with some better breweries to check out. And last but not least from Fieldwork was Tiger Uppercut, an Imperial Double IPA. Woo! What a night. Oh, the night before, by the way, my variety pack of mini boxed bottles from Firestone Walker was their, hold on.
I'm holding.
Whistle Monkey. Belgian quad aged in whistle pig barrel. That was good.
What?
Oh.
Duvel Firestone. Thank you. In case, one of your listeners, Chew Your Beer.
Oh. Heard of him.
The man, the myth. What I do or what I did that got me into the beer world is I was a sales rep for a little distributor down in the San Fernando Valley. Quite some time ago.
Fernando.
Got tickets, went to Stone's 7th anniversary, and was hooked. And then did the anniversary circuit, the Beer Fest circuit from San Diego to Ventura County and everywhere in between. Now up in the Bay and enjoying Bay Area beers. That's the story of Psycho Bear and beer. Anyways, if you're ever in town and Chew Your Beer or anybody else that might be in the Bay, look me up. Be glad to have a get it. Yeah, let's get it. All right. Anyways, I might be running out of time. This is Psycho Bear. Save. Anyways, I'm out of here. Later.
Later.
Thanks, Psycho Bear.
Yeah, boy.
Oh,
get it.
Has one more. Psycho Bear has one more thing to say.
Oh, real quick. I'm in Berkeley and head down to SoCal once every 2 months. So chew your beer.
Oh, traveling.
And whoever else is in that San Fernando Valley region. I don't know where you're all at, but
I'm sorry, you're Marin.
We'll get it. Got it. Good. Psycho Bear signing off.
Keep up the good work.
Good, he's got it.
Good if you got it.
I love gold.
Oh, another green cheek bear. This one that's got the green cheek parrot there, and it's got like a bunch of green string, and it says Green Cheek Brewing Company spinning the elaborate yarn. West Coast IPA. Clever.
I feel like I could touch that yarn.
Can try, but
you would not be successful.
And this one is donated to the show by the ants. Pretty good. Let's see if I can see this without
don't spill the beer. Don't spill it.
That's a good date for when they bought it for me. Or, I mean, when they brought it.
Yeah.
When I'm drinking it, it's under 2 months, so we're good. Good. Good beer.
It's a good beer.
I'm recommending it.
Good, he's got it. I'm just going to repeat the same Goody tagline for the rest of the show.
It's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
I'm in the dark.
Shh.
I have to quiet.
No.
I just wanted to call and say hi.
Hi.
I wanted to say keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I miss you guys. I'll call back soon with more stuff. More cool stuff. For now.
Yeah, we like cool stuff.
This is it. And yeah. Fairfax, Nevada. Okay, cheers. Oh. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Paul.
Double locations.
Paul's in the closet. I don't know what that means. I don't know if there's a double entendre or not. Doesn't matter. But
he knows we like cool stuff, though.
He knows we like cool stuff. He's working on cool stuff. You know, we're
how did he know?
We're trying to goad him into writing a new song last week, so I don't know that he has a studio that he used to. Like, I feel like he used to have a setup that he could easily kind of access. I feel like he doesn't have that anymore.
Oh, that but explains
it. I'm not sure. But just to check in, I like to check in. So when somebody hasn't checked in a while, I don't mind. They're just like, hey, guys, I'm here. I'm still listening. Just letting you know. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
So now, Scotty B checks in just to let you know that he's not listening. Hey, guys, I'm not listening.
I'm guessing you're talking about me.
I felt like my ears are burning, so I decided to call the show.
Yeah, just to make sure you know I'm not listening.
Just wanted to let you know in case you thought I was listening. I'm not.
Whee! Hey, you have Pittsburgh Tom here.
And Hoppy Libations, who is surprisingly still sober because I'm still pregnant. And Hoppy Hubs.
Uh-oh.
I mean, good.
And we just finished going to 7 breweries in the Pittsburgh area.
Dang. Yeah,
so we went to hit up some pretty good breweries. I think you guys enjoyed them.
They were so fucking
good. Go to 7 so breweries and not drinking?
And
that is
Coven,
champion.
11th Hour.
Dancing Gnome.
Dancing Gnome.
Grist House.
Strange Roots. And Necromancer.
Yeah. So
we hit all of those between the hours of 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. So, yeah, it was a mad dash, but it was great. Yeah. We had a great time.
We wouldn't have been able to do it without Pittsburgh Tom.
Woo!
Great day of beer drinking.
GBT.
Pittsburgh Tom. Definitely drinking for two or three. yeah, we're having a great time up here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
so we just wanted to make sure to call in and say hi. And I miss you guys because I feel like I've been not listening as much just because I've been listening to more music around the baby since the baby has, you know, can hear now. So I'm
we're great for babies.
Oh, yeah. Everything. Babies love
but,
us. They love us.
No, we've had a great time.
They love us.
Yeah, so.
We're just two big babies, and they love it.
For tonight in Florida Refs, I'm trying to get Pittsburgh Tom to come down and see us this winter. I told him February is a great time. Get the fuck out of Pittsburgh. Come down to Florida. Let's do a grand get it. And, you know, Willard is a great place.
Willard. Yeah, I see that. So, it's okay. They're leaving.
We're blocking up.
They probably said, they must be calling the perfect time. We got to move.
But I would like to just Al Green, Jose? And Florida Steve, get on Pittsburgh's Tom's Ash and get him down to Florida this winter. You need to meet up.
Sure. You guys need to get on the Discord, Friday night Discord Zoom.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Friday night Zoom.
So, anyway.
Probably out of time.
Almost out of time.
All right. Yep.
Anyway, we just got one more thing left to say. Keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work.
Bye.
Bye.
Pittsburgh.
Hoppy libations. I mean, no offense to Mr. Hoppy or Pittsburgh Tom.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Hoppy libations going to all those breweries and not being able to drink and then hauling around a kid. I mean, that's a champion. Champ, like MVP voting for, she's the top five MVP voting for Perfect Pour of the Pours. That's a new category that we just started right now. MVP.
MPV. most pourable.
Most pourable person. The MPP. Most pourable person. Good job, guys. Thanks for checking in. Get Pittsburgh Tom down to Florida.
Yeah, do it. Make it happen.
Hey, guys! I'm driving! Hey, guys!
Oh, yeah.
Wow, Florida. Hey, all about it.
What a tough weekend it's been. I know you guys have probably heard with Tony Bags and his condition, and I just wanted to call and put it out there. Tony, get well, buddy. You mean a lot to the Perfect Pour community. Through all the Zoom, Friday night Zooms and the gets and the entertainment that we had when you were on the show, especially your little feud with Tyler.
Tyler and Tony Bags love that that's brought up all the time.
The whole family, the Perfect Pour family, and also my own, the Florida Steve family, Mrs. Florida Steve, and gives you her best as well. So, get well, Tony. Cheers. Hope you get back on your feet soon, buddy. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for Steve calling in, checking in on Tony Backs, letting us know that Florida's out there thinking about Tony. Okay. And, right, that's all the traditional voicemails. Let's see what we got in the email box. And we got one. You might know this person. I feel like you're going to know him.
What are the Perfect Pour, Mikey and Nick? This is True Your Beer. I'm calling in to give you my answers to the questions you had. Fontana Jim had a question about brewery heartbreaks. Here's my three breweries from the bottom to the top. El Segundo Brewery would break my heart if they did go away or sold out.
That's a good one.
After that would be Beechwood. Beechwood Barbecue, Brewing and Barbecue, but Beechwood Brewery would be another one that would really, really impact the way I would purchase beers if they went away. And also, just a quick little high note, had their Electro Hop. Man, that thing is amazing. So smooth, so crisp, so clean. And the last brewery, the number one brewery that would break my heart and make me go emo or just fully just emotional would be Highland Park Brewery. Highland Park has stolen the majority of my wallet, homie. If I find it, I buy it, I drink it, and I enjoy it. Mikey, you also asked a question if I drink smoked beers.
Yeah.
And guess what? I do, homie. No, Not only do I like smoked meats, but I like my smoked beers too.
No.
When I started, I was really high into smoked beers. And then Firefall, I think that's a Tioga Sequoia beer. Uh-huh. That one was amazing, homie. But I would always look for Shankrala. And Nick, you probably know this beer. It's a German beer. It's just straight smoke, homie. If you ever, unfortunately, I had the pleasure of losing our home to a fire when I was a child. Sucks. That's another story. A new story from Chew, homie. As a kid, our house went up in flames, homies, and everything went. There was nothing left other than the foundation and the brick chimney and the clothes that we were wearing on our backs. And walking through the rubble and smelling the ashes, the wet ashes, is exactly what this beer tastes like and smells like. This is exactly the memories this beer would give me every time I would drink this beer. So people, be safe out there. Unplug your shit. I mean, now it's a little bit different. There's more safety precautions, but back then, man, fuck, it was crazy. But yeah. Now, normally I don't really look for it to drink, but I do look for it to cook with, homie, for marinating. A lot of times I don't have the time to start a fire on my gas grill, and a lot of times we're just hungry, ready to go. And if I know I'm going to barbecue, I'll find this beer, and then I'll marinate my carne with this beer, homie, especially my carne asada, and I slap that on the grill, marinate it, and it gives it that nice smoky flavor, homie. That's about it. Don't want to go too long. Also, I want to give up prayers to my boy Tony Bags. Looks like he's on a better path. He's on the up and up. I'm so happy for him. Just Tony, man, be safe. Not just Tony, but all of us. Everybody, be safe. Listen to your body, and do what's right. Tony, I'm glad you're better. And hopefully we could have a cheers and a beer and a hug. All right, this is Chew Your Beer. You had to watch it, homies. Peace out, eh?
Thank you, Chew Your Beer. And we agree with you, Tony Bags. And sorry, man, that happened to you. But thanks for sharing, Chew. And all the things. And that concludes our voicemail segment for the week. Time to open up your Untap account or your Moleskine that you're documenting all your beer drinking on.
Ah, the good old days.
Good old days. One or the other. I mean, you don't have any of these things. Start looking into it. Document it, man. You want your grandkids to see what your drinking habits were at this time.
Yeah.
I was thinking earlier today, the reason, the thing that triggered me was there's a J.J. Walker commercial, you know.
Oh, no.
Dynamite. He's got a commercial for, I don't know what it is, seen it a million times, but it's for insurance or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you want money.
It's like a Medicare commercial. Yeah, it's some sort of
Medicare or something.
Like a tax benefit.
You want to
package.
Get money. Dynamite. Money. So I was saying, I was like, man, that guy made his career in the 70s. And he's still there. He's on TV and he looks fine. It's 50 years ago. That was 50 years ago. And he's still on TV. So I'm like, wow, 50 years. You can just live 50 years and then still just be right there, you know, being out there. Then I started thinking like, whoa, I'm like, oh my God, my daughter's generation and anyone before it, they're going to live in the 2100s. They're going to be like, they're going to be in like, I won't be able to get there, but they're going to be in the 20s. Well, you know,
drink more IPAs.
If I can be one of those floating heads, like in Futurama, maybe, but
yeah, there you go.
They're going to be in the 2100s. They're going to be like, yeah, I remember 2020. Like, tell us about the pandemic. Tell us
about the pandemic.
No, like it'll still be too fresh then. Like they're like, no, I don't want to fucking talk about the pandemic.
I ain't telling you nothing.
I'm telling you nothing. Put on a mask and I'll tell you.
Yeah. Now you know what it's like.
Yeah, now you know what it's like. Wear a mask all day.
Or know what it's like. Go put a mask on.
I love gold.
Did I hear Ken open? Did I hear
correctly? Maybe you did.
Oh man, I got a good ear.
Maybe you heard a Movement Brewing Company. Beer of
I don't want to hear a Movement.
You want to hear a Movement? What kind of movement? Does it start with a B?
Movement Brewing Company. Where are they? It's a large UPS jet going over, just in case you're wondering what that is.
I hear it too. I don't know. I can't read this. Where's my flashlight? I need my old man light. Rancho Cordova.
Oh. Yeah, outside of Sacramento. Mm-hmm. I did some training. I spent 2 weeks in Rancho Cordova.
Well, lucky you.
Yeah. some lunches at the Jack in the Box there.
Oh, man.
Great times.
Tacos or egg rolls? What's your go-to?
Oh, tacos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I love them fried tacos at Jack in the Box.
You don't get their egg rolls? You get the egg rolls.
Oh, man, I've had them. I don't get them, though. Mm. Fried tacos, no lettuce. They're tacos, but no lettuce.
No lettuce. No green.
I haven't had one of those in a long time. Damn it.
There you go. You'll be craving that this week.
That's what I'm going for lunch.
I see you, Mikey, pulling in right now.
Bearded Brewer 87. Go look at Bearded Brewer 87. See what he's doing. Stalk him. Say, hey, why aren't you?
Oh, I did have a new beer this week.
What did Mikey do to kick the make you leave the perfect board? Do that in the comments of Matt's chicken. I love it.
Yeah, he loves that.
Sorry, Nick. Go ahead.
Oh, I remembered a beer finally that I had this weekend. We went out to Eureka Burger, and they had a Fremont Street Brewing Company.
Yeah.
Fremont Brewing Company. Mr. Sun.
Huh.
IPA.
That's interesting because I don't think, I mean, if they package it, we don't have it. We do get Fremont Brewing now, which is a cool thing.
Yeah.
Kind of under the radar, cool thing that happening for us. We get Fremont Brewing. Head like Dynamite or whatever that beer is. That's a big time beer to be having. Head full of Dynamite, whatever. You know what I'm talking about, if you know what I'm talking about.
Sometimes.
But yeah, that sounds like one that's not packaged or not here. This will That's pretty interesting when we get kegs of beer that's not packaged. That's from an out of town brewer.
Kind of makes you mad because then you could never have it again. I'm not sure that's the sound that comes.
That's what you do
to mind, but
when you got Eureka Burger, you're like, yeah, this is the only keg we have. You're like, are you okay, sir?
No.
I just found out this is keg only.
You just told me this is the only keg in town. I hate you. I went to Eureka Burger there.
Yeah. And then I had some there does not exist psychic advisor beers sitting in my fridge.
Oh, okay.
So I finished those off.
Touching something that Tony Bags touched.
Yeah. Unknowing what the week would bring. I do believe that's all my uniques.
The Nick 80 on the tap. Well, this week, in case I didn't talk about it enough last week, I was in Portland.
Portland.
I like to come and the week after Radar Palooza happens and just see the
Did fallout. You see any stickers?
I didn't. Damn it. I didn't see any Radar Palooza stickers. What the hell, man?
What the hell?
Not a one.
Bobby.
Yeah, so I was in Portland for my brother-in-law's wedding.
Did you see any crotches?
I probably saw a couple crotches.
Okay.
And so, you know, it was a different kind of trip. You know, it's all about the wedding as they are. And
yeah.
And I was like the driver. We rented the car. I was hauling people around, and you know, there's all kinds of wedding activity and relative activity, and so it wasn't really the kind of place where I could meet up with anybody, unfortunately, or you know, really just count on anything. Really, it was just everything was just up near where I could get. But I did manage to get to some beer things. My untap is not responding well here. It is not going, it is like stopping my timeline and not going all the way back. But I was at Level Brewing. I finally went to Level Brewing. Good. And did you go there?
I've never been to that one.
Okay.
But I like the name.
It's near the river, underneath the flight path of the airport. And it's kind of Tioga, Sequoia. I mean, if you're looking for a sort of like a size comparison as far as the tap room goes, kind of Tioga, Sequoia size, only they've got grass in the back, or they just have kind of picnic tables set up in the back. And then in the front, they've got kind of like this big greenhouse kind of thing going on. And then their whole theme is video game where it's level up. It's kind of, there's kind of like a Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man kind of like baseline to their design of everything going on there. But good beers. They have like sort of like semi-permanent food trucks there, about like four food trucks that seem like they don't ever move probably. So it was a good situation to have, like, because it was pretty much like the rehearsal dinner kind of spot, because, you know, when you have that many people, there's not a whole lot of options for you when you're going out, especially now. Like Portland has a, you know, everywhere has this sort of not enough people to work as far as the service industry goes. There's just, you know, having a rough time like fully staffing
the
restaurant.
Where did they go? That's the weird thing.
Yeah, at this point, you're like, you know, people before were like, oh, they got those government checks, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Those went out like a year ago, dude. Everyone's got to be back to work at this point.
Now what are you doing?
Yeah, like dude.
Did you all go to school in the last 2 years and they have degrees and
what the hell?
Professional jobs.
I haven't stopped working this whole time, and I'm still like paycheck to paycheck, more or less. Like, I don't think this whole thing about like, oh, they got paid is like working out. I'm pretty sure money goes super fucking fast. So like, people got to be working. Like, so I don't know where they're at, but good for them if they're in the better place.
Yeah.
The point is, though, there isn't, at Portland especially, there is not a whole lot of people working for in the service industry. So it's like, get what you can get. So, I don't even know where I was going with that. I forgot where I was. There was something. You got me off. Man. I'm blaming Nick.
Yeah, I win. I win this episode.
I don't know. There was a point I had that wasn't like tangent related that I'm doing now. But but anyway, so yeah, Lovell Brewing, cool place.
I think it was about tipping.
No, that's probably a different tangent. No, I was saying, I don't think Oregon people tip as much. Like, if you tip big, then, like, people are like, oh, you're from California.
Oh, you must be rich.
You're from California. No, you were saying, like, where are these, like, why is the service industry so low? No,
we're having the same trouble. Every place we've gone lately has a sign in the window, help wanted.
Yeah.
Cashier, I mean,
we have the same trouble too, but like Portland's on like 10 for that trouble.
Gotcha.
So yeah, man. So I don't know, like maybe we should just all stay home. Maybe we should just shut down restaurants and like public places and just stay home and drink, which I'm cool
with. Yeah. I like it.
Everyone just have their own personal beer gardens.
Yes.
Why make anyone have to work? That's what we need to get to.
Wow.
None of us have to work. Yeah, biodome. Well, biodome, you got to work. Someone's like,
oh,
you're,
man.
The, you're the vegetable guy. You're
stupid
the cleaning
idea.
Guy. You're the
cigarette butt guy.
Yeah, you're that guy. You're that girl. Everyone's got to do their part, blah, blah, blah. See? Yeah, screw the bio of them.
Good. Live free. Yeah. Drink hard.
Where can we get to a point where we can make heaven on earth and where we can not have to work? Like somebody pointed out, I don't know my biblical studies like I should as an old Catholic, but
best of both worlds.
Somebody pointed out this week on Twitter, it was like, you know, just kind of lamenting about working and like you know, saying like God, the most punishment God put on Adam was that make him work. Like the biggest thing he could think of to punish Adam was like, well, that go work. That was like the worst punishment he could think of for a human. So that's how we live our lives. We're just punished every day. Hour two of the perfect bar.
Hour two.
Hour two, man. You gotta stick around for like new people are just like, I listen to the first hour. It's kind of like whatever. I'm like, no, bro, you gotta listen to hour two. Some weird shit starts happening.
Hour two, NBT, nothing but triples.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Lovell Brewing, cool place. Enjoyed it. At the wedding had another keg of a level beer, their Bad Hombre, which is their lager, their Mexican lager. That keg
is it now.
So I guess somebody, whoever, I don't know who tapped the keg, but and I don't know that it was the person's fault that tapped the keg. It might have just been the keg, the pump itself, but we had to pump the keg a lot before you started pouring your beer, and then you had to keep pumping it while you were pouring your beer. If you stopped pumping it at any point, it just wasn't going to produce the beer. So It was just a lot. Dang, so
leak in the system.
Yeah. He so there was a lot of bro talk around the keg. You know, everyone had their opinion. Like, I think it's maybe it's not sealed properly. And then other people were like, oh,
it's a thermocoupler.
I think it's just a low keg. And I'm like, no. So everybody had their, like, you know, bro opinions about what was going on with the keg.
Oh, but the mansplaining was heavy. Yeah. Huh?
But it wasn't a huge keg. So at the beginning, I was like, dude, that's not going to last. I see this crowd here. That keg's not going
to. You guys are talking about leaks. So I'm talking about the keg not lasting.
Yeah. But it did last because it was so much a work involved in getting your beer with the keg. Like, people were giving up on it. People were like, they would pump it for a little while.
There's wine on the table.
And they wouldn't get that much beer out of it. So they're like, oh, it's empty. So, like, the rumor going around the wedding was the keg was empty. And so a lot of people had this false narrative that the keg was empty, and so they weren't going to the keg. So I was taking advantage. I kept that quiet for a while. I let that rumor go around the wedding
reception,
and because I knew that if you just pumped it a lot, you're going to get as much beer as you needed to get. You just had to work for it. So I didn't go around correcting anybody. Like, people were coming up to me and like, oh, the keg's on. I was like, I don't know. I didn't say specifically it was gone because I didn't want a full out lie, but I was having a hard time getting the beer to come out because I wanted that keg to last. So I was like, I guess I'm sorry to everyone for not being like completely honest about what was going on with the keg situation.
But are you?
But all I know is I was able to drink bad hombre the whole reception. So I was cool. Went to my brother-in-law happens to live in this neighborhood where the Von Ebert there's a Von Ebert Brewing at Glendover Country Club right here. It's on the golf course. So they have this restaurant brewery on the golf course. And it's very cool. If you're a golfer and a beer drinker, I highly recommend this spot because the time I went there before a few years ago, I went there at night and I didn't realize they had a patio, and I don't know if they had a patio then or not, but went there during the day and they have a patio and it's on the first tee and 10th tee. You get on their patio, you get a nice view of the first tee and the 10th tee boxes. So you sit there with your beer, your food, and just watch people tee off on the golf course, and it's just a nice experience, unique kind of experience to have. So
yeah,
I recommend.
Are you a golfer or you just enjoy watching?
I'm a golfer. I golf. I'm not a golfer. I was a golfer when I was in my teenage years, but as an adult, I have not done a whole lot of golfing. I went golfing like a month ago, which was the first time I actually played 18 holes in years. But I go to the range once in a while. But
the range.
I was getting jealous of those guys going out there because that Glendover looks like a nice course. It's got like thick redwood trees and it just looks really cool to play in. So hopefully I'll play it one day. Damn. But I recommend going sitting on the patio and just having a nice beer and watch those guys
at least watching
do shitty tee offs. I also had I stayed near the airport, and my hotel that I stayed in had a little bar downstairs, and they had all pretty mostly craft beer choices, and they're all different kinds. It weren't just IPAs. There was like a brown, there was like a saison on tapped and everything. So the Aloft near the airport in Portland, they have a little decent little bar, and but this is ahead by what all this is not where this beer is from. It's from Fairview Food Plaza out there in the east side of Portland. and I had the Kolsch, Double Mountain Kolsch. But I also ordered, there was like an almond brown from some brewery, I don't know, that was there. And I got that for the producer. And so I got my Kolsch, and I got this almond brown for the producer. And he pours me the Kolsch, and then he pours me the quote-unquote almond brown. But it looks like it looks like an IPA or a pale or like maybe like
that's so not
I was
good.
Like I was like I was like is this and I kind of pointed out I was like is this a brown and he's like yeah the blah 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 I was like okay so in my head I'm like thinking well like I'm in a different town I don't know this brewery at all I don't know this beer at all. Like maybe this is like a golden brown, like a golden stout, but
right
like,
there you go.
So I was like, oh, okay, this
golden
is
golden brown.
They like made a brown that's golden, I guess. And like this is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I brought it and I brought it to the producer, and the producer does not like hoppy beers. Is like just has an adverse effect when she smells hops. She's like, and before she even drinks it, she's like, oh. There's something wrong with this beer. I'm like, what? I take it. Oh my gosh, this is an IPA. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'll go back. I'll tell the guy. I was like, I'm sorry. I ordered the almond brown. I didn't order this. He's like, oh, that's it. Like he like 100% convinced. He's like, no, that's it. I was like, and I just kind of looked, I didn't even answer. I just looked at him like with the expression of, this isn't it, dude. This is not a brown. Yeah. And he just looked back at me like and didn't have a response, and I didn't respond. I just said okay, and I turned back around. I was like you have the Kolsch, I'll have this beer, it's an IPA, I'll drink it. I'm not gonna argue with this guy that thinks he knows what he's doing, but he doesn't know what he's doing. So yeah, there's my jerky beer geek guy versus a guy that thinks he knows what he's doing but doesn't.
You have no idea.
I know more than you. It was my I know more than you moment of the week. And there you go. That's the Ben Cott drinking Dorktown on Untappd and the Nick 80.
Wow. Cheers to anyone and everyone in the world that is supporting Tony Bags at this point in his life. Wow. I'm not saying it's just a craft beer community thing, but boy, they are strong. So.
But it's a craft beer community thing.
But it is. Just amazing to see all the positivity in the world, you know, as shitty as things are. He is truly rich in friendship. So that's really nice to see. Hope he makes it through whatever he's going through. Cheers to our listeners, because we all know they're fans of his too. You know, Chew Your Beer reached out to me, Florida Steve, managed to get a hold of what's going on. It's just crazy. Like I've never seen something so positive come out of something so negative. So it's,
yeah,
let's hope that continues.
Lord.
Also on a lighter note, cheers to Courtney. She's been in the Fresno news lately, promoting the Fresno Zoo. Although not beer related this time, she is still doing good things for the community.
Word.
Hope to hear from her again soon.
Yeah, and I haven't been to Portland Review, but I from close relatives I got that went during this wedding week we were in Portland said that Portland, Oregon Zoo, not good. And I just made us, made us thankful we got the Fresno Chaffee Zoo, one of the better zoos in the country. So cheers out to that Fresno Chaffee Zoo and all the Courtneau's doing to promote it.
We are lucky. We do have a really good zoo. Portland Zoo is not, it's not terrible.
Did you go?
You know, yeah, I've been once, a couple of years ago we went. Their elephants, the display is really cool. Which I was impressed with. You know, it's just like any zoo. Like sometimes animals are out, sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
You know, they were in the middle of a big remodel when I was there. So I kind of overlooked a lot of stuff. Yeah. I thought, oh, maybe this will be fixed next time we come up here.
Yeah.
But not, I don't know. Our zoo is pretty cool, I guess, in that respect.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's some cheers for this evening.
Just to add on to the Tony Bag cheers, cheers to the golden gods of the Perfect Pour.
Yes. Because
whether you know it or not, you donated to the Tony Bags GoFundMe. So, cheers to all the golden gods that provide us the opportunity to have this. Have a little nest egg of Golden God money that we can, you know, wield out when something comes up. And it was cool that this GoFundMe page pops up for Tony Bags, and we have some Golden God money that we can just like, oh, cool, we can donate to Tony Bags through the show, and it's really.
It's awesome. Better used there than on us.
I mean, I could have gotten like 5 cases of Pliny or donate to Tony Bag. So what do you,
Sorry, Tony. Maybe next time.
Yeah, you know what? 5 cases of Pliny.
Yeah, we'll save one for him.
Yeah, we'll save a couple, probably. If we see any time.
Probably not.
I'll save some for you if I see you before I stop drinking it.
Pliny helped Tony Bags. Tough call.
So thank you to all the golden gods. You helped Tony Bags. And let's all continue to keep helping him. We need him to stick around and be Tony Bags, you know? Yeah. Also choose the Ulrich Burger to Waza Corvette, the Fontana Gym. Everybody that shares the show. And by the way, the website, the blog site, it's fixed now. I got it fixed today.
Oh, good.
And so you can go back up on the site and check out the Paul music page, check out the reps page, check out past episodes, perfectportpod.com. That's where you want to go for that. And so we got that fixed. I went and talked to Bluehost today. Said, hey, fix our blog.
Hey, listen here.
They tell you a bunch of the mumbo jumbo that only like other web developers would know. You're like, well, I see that your Johnson rod isn't performing well. I'm like, yeah, okay, fix it.
Fix.
I'm not a programmer, bro. Just fix the thing. I have to call Bluehost like every 13, 14 months. The same thing happens or the website goes down. And you're just like, well, they'll figure out that it's down. The server's down. They'll fix it. And they just never do. So then you got to call them like, hey, bro, my server's down. I'm like, oh, yeah. Well, it's because of blah, blah, blah. I'm like, cool.
Everybody's server's down.
Everybody's server's down in there. So yeah, whatever, dude. It's fixed. Go to the website. Have a ball. Search your ass off in there. This is a good Green Cheek beer. Another Green Cheek beer. Thanks to the Ants. Thank the Robin and Ants. And thanks to Waza Corvette for the beers this week. Delicious. Thank you for all the listenership. Remember, Friday night, if you want to hang out with other listeners via the internet, Friday night Zooms happen every Friday night. Go on the Discord channel to see how you can get in there. Or you can message us on Fridays and say, "What? I don't know how to get into the
I don't know the word.
Yeah, I don't know how to get in there. Let us know. We'll tell you what to do." So
that's right.
Friday night. And it's still happening, man. This has been almost probably 2.5 years going now. This whole Zoom.
Yeah.
I'm going to say. And there you go. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking around and talking about the show. We appreciate it. For now, be safe.
Oh. Maybe.
Nick, come on.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, that's enough. I'm going to dad you here and just be safe. Stop going to those things that at Palm and Nice, this car show things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where the
not
guy
till September, bro.
Where the not guy. No, not that. No, I'm talking about the things at the intersections when they shut down an intersection.
Oh yeah. Sideshows.
Sideshows. Thank you.
Yeah.
Stop going to the sideshows. They're dangerous. Don't be like what's going on with those sideshows where like people seem to be, they want to be on the edge. Then they want to get thrown into from a sideshow. Like that seems like a thing that people want to do. They want to get thrown.
Yeah. Yeah. They want to get as close as possible. But they have not learned from the previous mistakes.
Previous every single sideshow where somebody gets hit by a car.
Well, it's not going to happen this time. There's no way it could happen this time.
Somebody hits a traffic light. Somebody hits a crosswalk sign. Somebody hits another person.
Yeah.
And like it like seems like, because I watch too many reaction videos, or not reaction videos, but like too many videos of like what goes wrong at these sideshows. And it just seems like everyone's just like waiting for something to happen. Like, oh, fuck yeah. Finally, somebody got hit.
Yeah. But it's you, you idiot, because you're standing in the way waiting for it to happen.
Yeah. So if you're going to a sideshow this weekend, make sure to be like 3 or 4 people back. Because it seems like those people are going to be okay. Don't
check your dates, like actually stand back.
Yeah. Don't be the person in the pit.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
You got to touch the car, bro. That's the point. Like, you got to touch the car.
Oh, is that, that's like a big thing. You got to touch the car.
Yeah, that's where the madness ensues.
Okay.
I got to touch the car. There's no way this car will spin out of control right now.
I totally trust this complete stranger doing a circle in the intersection. Hey, trust that he knows what he's doing.
Right. There's no way he's going to lose control at this exact moment. There's no way. And I'm dead.
Yeah. Be safe at your sideshows this weekend.
Yeah. Be safe.
But first.
Yes.
Look at the tires and check the dates. Can you check the dates on the tires? The dates.
There's two. If there's ever two things you should check your dates on. It's your IPAs and then your tires.